Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Well, PBS has this project called The American Portrait. It's a storytelling project where people are asked to write responses or make videos based on a given prompt. And one of the prompts that PBS gave them was, "What keeps you up at night?" Some of the answers people gave were kind of silly, like, "What keeps me up at night is not knowing if my grandpa will live long enough to see the Lions win a Super Bowl." Which, by the way, they've never done. They are the oldest NFL team to never make it to the Super Bowl. Another silly response was, "What keeps me up at night is wondering how many toddlers I can take on in a fight. I'm thinking 37, maybe." Some more serious responses, though, said things like this. "What keeps me up at night is mostly worry about my adult children. I worry at times if they'll be happy and healthy and financially stable. I wonder what their retirement will look like. Will they have all their needs met, materially and spiritually?" Another person said, "What keeps me up at night is the sinking feeling that I may not live up to my family and friends' expectations of me, or the feeling of dread I get whenever I make a mistake. What keeps me up at night is the haunting fear of failure and the chance that I may not truly succeed in life." And a third person took it even deeper and said this, "What keeps me up at night is the fact that I'm a Catholic, but I'm not sure I believe in God. My grandma was the best person anyone could meet. She was the nicest, most caring person, so selfless. But then she got stage 4 uterine cancer and died in 2019. All my life I've been taught that God is great and God is good, but I have a hard time believing it. If he were so great and so good, then why would he make one of the best people ever suffer from one of the worst diseases ever?" So how about you? What keeps you up at night? Do you worry that you'll never see the Lions win a Super Bowl? Do you worry about your children, no matter how old they are? Do you worry that maybe God isn't real? It's a fascinating storytelling prompt because everybody worries about something. We all know the feeling of being awake at night because your brain just won't shut up. And then, to make matters worse, let's say you're in bed in the middle of the night, wide awake because of this thing on your mind, and then your spouse is laying there next to you and they're out like a light. That ever happened to you? Your brain is going a million miles a minute, and there they are sawing logs. Do they not care about this thing on your mind? Are they ignorant about it? Like, ignorance is bliss? Are they just in denial? Do they not take this thing seriously? Some big problem is troubling you, and you're wondering why it's not troubling them, too. The disciples in today's gospel reading had that same feeling. Jesus told his disciples they should go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. So they get in their boats with Jesus and they head off. Now remember, the Sea of Galilee was home for these guys. Right? This is where they were when Jesus called them. They knew these waters. But on this particular day, a great windstorm arose. And the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. Now, I doubt that this was the first time or even the only time that these guys experienced a storm on the sea. They had been through things like this before. But they started to freak out here because Jesus was sound asleep. The storm was keeping them awake, but Jesus was out of it. Did he not hear the storm? Did he not feel the boat rocking? How could he sleep at a time like this? And so they woke him up. "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" they desperately asked. Well, maybe when you're lying awake in the middle of the night and your spouse is snoring next to you, you kind of want to shake them too and say, "Don't you care about what's going on right now? Doesn't it bother you? How can you sleep at a time like this?" Well, it's one thing, of course, to wonder why your spouse is sound asleep. But it's another to wonder why Jesus is asleep. I mean, look at our world. Look at your own lives. Look at the problems weighing on your heart right now. Those worries can feel like a storm that's crashing against your heart. And yes, this is not the first time you've been through trouble, but honestly, that doesn't make it any easier. So you pray. You cry out for help like these disciples did. You pray, "Kyrie eleison," or "Lord have mercy." Or the more common version, "God help me." You might pray something like, "Jesus, can't you see what's going on here? Can't you see what I'm going through? Why don't you help me?" And yet, all you seem to get from him is silence. As the waves continue to pound the little boat of your heart. It seems like Jesus is asleep on the job and just doesn't care about you. And so we keep reading. But then, at this point, we stop relating to the story. Because the story says that Jesus woke up, said, "Peace, be still." The storm stopped, and everything went back to normal. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be great if Jesus could just speak a word and all the problems of the world would go away? Well, since there are still plenty of problems, though, some people think that one of two things has to be true. Either A, Jesus is powerless and the problems really win, or B, Jesus speaks, but he doesn't really do any good. In either case, we are left with the pain and Jesus, who doesn't seem to be much help. But of course, there's a third approach too. To find out what it is, we need to keep reading. Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" To which we might say, sometimes we don't have faith, Jesus. That's the problem. Sometimes it's hard to trust you in the midst of what's going on. But notice something here. Jesus speaks, and it actually makes a difference. That's because his words are not dependent upon the disciples' ability to trust them. In other words, Jesus is still faithful, even when the disciples are not. So that means the third approach is Jesus's faithfulness. But so what? What does that look like in our lives? How is that true for us? Well, think of it like this. Today is Father's Day. a day to celebrate all those dads who show us God's love. So let's imagine a kid in the middle of the night. Maybe yourself when you were a kid. The kid hears something in the dark and gets scared. Was it a monster under the bed? Was someone trying to break into the house? Whatever it was, the kid runs down the hall to their dad, who is still sound asleep. And maybe the kid wonders, how can he sleep when there's that scary thing making noise out there? So the kid wakes the dad up. And maybe the dad says, there's nothing to be afraid of. Go back to bed. And tries to roll over. But honestly, that response denies what the kid is feeling. Even if there really isn't a monster under the bed or somebody trying to break in, the kid's feelings are still real. Telling the kid there's nothing to be afraid of would be like telling your spouse who wakes you up in the middle of the night, oh, it's not that big a deal, honey. Don't worry about it. And then try to roll over. Yeah, good marriage tip, don't do that. As for the kid, good dads open their eyes, wrap up the scared child in a hug, and say, don't be afraid. You're safe with me. I've got you. And with those words, the kid relaxes. The scary thing might still be out there, but it's no match for dad. That means do not be afraid is different than saying there's nothing to be afraid of. Do not be afraid acknowledges the reality of that scary thing. But it's also a promise that you don't need to be afraid of it. Why? Because dad is here. Or in the case of this story, because Jesus is here. So like a loving father, imagine now that Jesus picks you up, hugs you, and reminds you that he is stronger than any monster under your bed. Since Jesus has defeated even death, he can certainly take care of you in whatever storm you're facing. Even if you're scared, he's not. Because he knows that he can protect you. Well, that's not to say, of course, that the problems will instantly disappear. We know they won't. But it is to say that the words that Jesus speaks can still bring peace and calm to you. So listen to him speak these words to you. My child, I know what's weighing on your heart right now. I know that problem that's keeping you awake at night. You don't need to be afraid of it. I've got you. I'm here with you, and I'm here for you. There is no trouble you face that will be too much for me to handle. I've got you forever, and I will see you through. So don't worry. I am in this boat with you, and I am stronger than the storm. I love you, no matter what. So if you find yourself awake in the middle of the night tonight, or any night, worrying about whatever that is that's keeping you up. Or wondering why someone else is sleeping peacefully next to you while you're not. Just remember, Jesus is right there with you. He loves you. And he says to you, peace, be still. His words have power. For those disciples in the boat, and for you in bed. So relax. Jesus is stronger than the storm. Sweet dreams. In the name of the one who says, peace, be still, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.